cup.
That's correspondent John Gambrill. House Republicans are proposing sweeping tax breaks in the president's legislative package. The nearly $5 trillion in costs would be partly paid for with cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. The CEO of United Health is stepping down for personal reasons. Andrew Witty's announcement comes as the nation's largest health insurer suspended its full-year financial outlook due to higher-than-expected medical costs. Russia launched drone attacks in Ukraine overnight. The Kremlin still not responding to Ukraine's challenge for the country's presidents to meet Thursday. More at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Starting Friday, the Maryland State Highway Administration will begin periodic temporary closures of the on-ramp from Oceanic Drive to Eastbound 50. The ramp will be closed from 10 a.m. on Fridays until 6 p.m. on Saturdays through August 30th to improve traffic flow and safety during peak summer travel times on the Broadneck Peninsula. When the ramp is closed, drivers will have to use exit 29 or 30 to access Eastbound 50. There will be portable signs and detour markers in place to direct drivers, and crashed head-on into more than 225 firefighters responded to the scene of a 7-alarm blaze at a West Baltimore warehouse. Crews were called to North Bentlow Street and Edmondson Avenue Monday evening and found heavy smoke and fire coming from the multi-story building. The fire broke out near the train tracks, disrupting service on Amtrak and the Mark Penn Line. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Twins tonight between the Raindrops at Camden Yards. The left-hander, Kate Povich, will take the hill at 6:35. Here's Povich, asked a couple weeks back if the Birds were on the verge of turning it around.
I mean, I've said it, I think, all year. We know we're a good team. It's going to come. It was a crappy month. Month's over. Ready to turn around.
Birds are 3-6 since. They're 8 back now of the Yanks. Fox Sports' Jordan Schultz reporting the Ravens were contacted by the Cowboys a couple weeks back when Dallas went looking to acquire a receiver. Rashad Bateman was the object of their desire. The Ravens said no thank you, and the Cowboys moved on to George Pickens. And finally, journalism, the early favorite, as post positions were announced yesterday for Preakness 150. 9 horses will compete in Saturday's race. Bob Baffert's entry, goal-oriented, slotted on the rail. Derby favorite journalism will fire out of the number 2 gate. And American Promise, son of Triple Crown winner Justify, slotted in at number 3. Coming up in 30 minutes, another great moment in Preakness history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Barnum & Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. Barnum & Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for 120 years.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It's a slow-moving storm, and that means we've got plenty of rain. Widespread rain and heavy rain at times today. 70 this afternoon. Showers tomorrow, mainly in the morning, and a slight chance of a shower Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 67 degrees in Bel Air, 67 in Halethorpe, and 66 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've been talking a lot about juvenile crime, and mostly because we learned about the Sidestep program and the fact that State Attorney Ivan Bates came forward to speak to Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45 and saying, look, we're not the one actually ones charging these juveniles. We can't even really prosecute them. It sounds like some of the most dangerous juveniles in the greater Baltimore area have been diverted into this Sidestep program where they're earning about $20 an hour. They're on the ACA monitoring system, but they're still out and about committing crimes. And so now we, the taxpayers, and trust me, if you are a taxpayer in the state of Maryland, you are definitely paying to continue this madness and this nonsense in Baltimore City. Now we, the taxpayers, are looking at this saying, wow, so this is how they've been fudging the numbers. This is how they've been saying that the juvenile crime is dropping, right? And we heard a lot about this from Mayor Brandon Scott during his State of the City address, but that just is not true. Juvenile crime is on the rise. We talk about the stories every morning. And it's not going to get any better. Got some people that want to weigh in before we move on. I've got Gregory and Overly. Gregory, did you want to weigh in on being black in Baltimore?
Yes. Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Listen, I want to share your sentiments about this being black here in Baltimore. I grew up here in Baltimore, and I left and went into the military and made something of my life. And I came back, I guess, you know, don't want to, I guess, you know, I'm not afraid to say I've been successful, okay? Made my life a success. These guys here won't let me leave the past and behind. They keep giving me won't let me let go of my old street name and the things that I used to do. And they're all mad at society because, and they blame it, they blame the white man for every problem that they have. It's all a white man's fault, and I'm Uncle Tom because I left and made something out of my life. It's just crazy. You go to the barber shop, they're all talking about, oh, woe is me, the white man holding me back, and Trump is a racist and all this. Man, I don't want to hear that stuff. And then when I call, you know, I listen to your station, which I listen to all the time.
Thank you.
There's a couple of guys that you got on your, that you allow on your station. And the things that they talk about here every day at the gas station and at the barbershop, I am just so fed up with these people here in Baltimore. They're brainwashed. And there's no, that I don't know what to say about them. You can't say anything about them, you know. But
yeah.
I don't know, Kim. It's just very frustrating. The state of mind that we're in right now, and that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Gregory, thank you so much for sharing, and I agree with you, and I see it all the time as well. And it is funny how they won't allow people to let go of the past unless they are in a certain group, right? Because Congressman Quayce Fume has it's quite a past, but they've allowed him to go above and beyond it. It's like they choose who they want to give a pass to, you know, overcoming, you know, the obstacles that they've had. But Gregory, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, hey, and one more thing. I want so bad to be able to wear Trump gear or place a Trump sign in my yard and everything, which I am a homeowner, and they can't stand me because I got decent vehicles but I'm afraid to because they'll key up my I'm afraid they might key my vehicles up and it's no telling what they'll do, but yeah. they will not let you display your patriotism or anything like that. That's out of it. If you do that, that's it. You're marked.
Right.
And it's a shame. Thanks for letting me vent my rage.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Gregory. And yeah, I see it every single day as well. And this is why, and I don't use the language that there are black people stuck on a plantation because I don't think it's helpful or productive. But if you're really, truly looking at the situation, that's really what it is. I mean, it's the same mentality, right? It's like you've got, the house Negroes and you got the field Negroes. And then in their mind, there's this master. And God forbid you break free from those chains and do something else with your life. God forbid you even think of voting for a different party, right? I mean, it does. It comes down to that. As Gregory pointed out, he wants to put a Trump sign in his yard. Gregory, I will say I did it. I did it through the last election cycle, and there were plenty of times, I think I even said on this show, people would come in my yard and rip it out of the yard and either toss it in the street or they would just take it, right, completely, and I had to buy another Trump sign because, God forbid, you actually support a certain political candidate that they don't like. They will keep you, in line, and God forbid you don't toe that line. I've got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, are you the Joe with the bad apples comment? Is this my Joe?
Correct. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. It sounds like Mr. Gregg, all respect to you, sir. You have the same problem that you have, Kim. It's that you align yourself with the wrong people.
First, real quick, Joe. You can't tell somebody that they align themselves with the wrong people. Because I could say that Barack Obama is the wrong person, but people align themselves with him. That's their prerogative, right? So I can't say that to somebody. This is a free country.
I know, and this is also opinion radio. But the majority of people would disagree with you and say that, Barack, he's not perfect, and many people don't like him, but most people do not think that he's such a bad person.
What did Barack Obama do for the black community, Joe?
Well, first off, he was a great example of how you should carry yourself as a man and how you should lead a family. That's the number one thing he did.
Who actually looked at that and said, let's do that? Because right now, if you're looking anywhere in the black community, I see more fight videos. I see more of what Gregory and even our caller Sean said, where they're still talking about being oppressed. You got Michelle Obama. She's got a podcast saying she's oppressed while living in her mansion in Martha's Vineyard. I don't see anybody that adopted any of that.
Well, Kim, here I am. Anyway, moving on to what I was...
Well, no. We're not moving on. I got time. So what did Barack Obama do for the black community?
Again, he was a great example.
For 8 years in the Oval Office.
He was a great example.
He was an example. Is that what you guys voted for, an example?
Well, Kim, I voted for someone who would adhere to the Constitution, who would not take bribes from countries that sponsor terrorism, who would not invent a cryptocurrency 2 days before he was inaugurated and make $3 billion in 100 days, and including his wife will make money, too.
So what would you consider the Iran deal? What would you consider that?
What do I consider the Iran deal? It's not accepting a $400 million jet. That's what I would consider it. Do you understand that Melania has a name coin as well?
Say it again.
They make more money in 100 days.
Oh, I see what this call is about. So you were calling me tell me about the white people up top that are keeping you oppressed?
No, Kim, it doesn't matter what color he was. I would still call him out. That's the thing. That's the difference between me and you. So I'm going to start what I wanted to start off with. We were talking about bad apples, right? Bad apples. So you didn't like that I called Tristan Jackson a bad apple. You didn't like that I referred to him in that way, and you brought up so many other examples. My question to you is, what would you call him?
Would I call who? Tristan Jackson? I'd call him Tristan if I saw him.
You would call, okay. The problem with that statement is, Kim, when you don't call them bad apples, then the alternative is everyone is spoiled. And I understand the other day, I was listening to you the other day when you called them animals again, right? You're dehumanizing these same black people, these same young black people.
Joe, they dehumanize themselves. You can't run around here with a gun on your hip at 14 years old, carjacking little old ladies, and expected to be called some respectable human being. They've done it to themselves.
Oh, cool. So I can't call them bad apples, and you can call them animals.
You can call them bad apples, but that's not the case. It's not bad apples. We've got a juvenile crime crisis. There are many juveniles, and it's to the point now where we don't even have the exact number because you've got the black politicians like Governor Wes Moore and Mayor Brandon Scott lying about how many of them are actually in and out of the system.
Great point, Kim. Is it most of them or is it some of them?
How would we know with the black politicians lying to us, Joe?
Because you're talking to a black man who lives in Baltimore who knows many young black men.
How would we know the exact... You can't tell me what the exact numbers are, Joe. It's the black elected officials lying to us, Joe.
I just want you to use common sense and math right now. Not girl math, real math. Is it most of the young black men committing crimes or is it some of them?
Joe, we don't know. They're lying to us.
Stop playing games. All right. You know what? You don't got to admit that. That's fine.
Tell me the number, Joe. Where'd you get your number? Tell me.
You don't have to have a number. It's not most because you can go outside and see that with your own two eyes. Understand that this is the same thing that they say about police officers who murder innocent black people who are unarmed. Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old woman, he got shot for playing with a gun. Philando Castile, who was taking his wife to school and taking him with his girl in a car, just got shot for nothing. Tyree Nichols, who got beat up by police officers. All of those police officers were called bad apples. Are all police bad? Absolutely not. I love law enforcement. I'm grateful for them. Thank you for what you do. However, the people who do the bad things, they're bad apples. I didn't even call them animals, which they are. Okay?
If you want to call them animals, I'm not going to stop you, Joe. It's a free country. But if you're sitting here telling me that there are some bad apples when every single morning we're talking about juveniles committing heinous crimes against senior citizens, most of them, this is not a bad apple situation. We have a crisis on our hand that nobody wants to admit to, and that's why you've got the mayor and the governor lying about how many are actually involved.
A crisis I would agree with. Most black, young black men saying that's the case.
Well, if it's such a small number, why are they lying about it?
Kim, we just talked about that. Okay. Now, getting on to the other thing about speaking white. All right, I will sit here and 100% agree with you that speaking properly does not mean that you are speaking white. However, I will say that the three people who corroborated this statement with you happen to be older. And that sentiment...
We don't know how old they are, Joe.
I can listen to them.
I don't know how old they are. Look, I can tell you my brothers, they went through the same thing. I've got cousins that have gone through the same thing that live in the Maryland region. It's honestly, it is, if you're here in the Maryland region, especially in the Baltimore region, if you are employable, if you carry yourself a certain way, then we are wrong and we are acting like we're not part of the black community. I mean, you've called before and told me that I didn't win in 2020 because I wasn't relatable. And relatable.
Because you align yourself with Trump. That's why you're not relatable. But also, again, Kim, you're talking to me. No disrespect against you. I may know maybe two more words than you do, okay? I think I can speak intelligently, but I know just have a slightly better vocabulary than the average person.
Okay.
And that's okay. And I'm not trying to make myself seem smart because I'm not that smart. I'm not exceptional at all, you know, any type of way, except for my guidance and my intuition. But besides that, I'm not exceptional, okay? But I have never heard that, and I live in Baltimore. That sentiment is of an older generation.
Well, you also, I will say this, Joe, you also carry the mindset, if I may, that there's some kind of oppression happening. Because even when I talk to you on the show, you call in as if you've got some kind of chip on your shoulder. So you are probably relatable to those same individuals.
The chip on my shoulder is the double standard that I'm not even going to make it political because it's really not even political. Okay? We have a double standard for certain people. Okay, certain people can do certain things and other people cannot. So it's acceptable. That's what I don't like. I like consistency. That's what I like. We all like that. I don't like that one person can get away with one thing and another person can't. That's what I don't like.
I think our problem is...
I don't have a chip on my shoulder. I'm not thinking a white man holds me down. My employer is a white woman and I love her. She loves me. She's an excellent boss. I appreciate everything that she does for me.
Is really hurting our community, not to cut you off here, is the bigotry of low expectations. We've got very low expectations for the black community. Yes, we do. So you're saying these juveniles that are in these, you know, situations, I mean, are you thinking that many of these kids can be rehabilitated even if they're violent repeat offenders after 14, 15, 16 times?
So that example that you used, the sidestep program, you don't know anything about it besides you actually just learned about it. But how many kids has it helped? Until you find out how many kids it helps.
But you're making my point, Joe. We don't know how many kids that it helps because they are fudging the numbers. You heard in the report there, Mackenzie Frost asked about the recidivism rate and whether or not some of these kids are going back into the system. They have not responded to that. So we have no idea if these kids are even being rehabilitated because they won't be honest about it.
Okay, I'm not going to cut you off. I want to hear what you say.
They're not being honest about it. We don't know how many kids it's helping.
I get what you're saying, Kim. Okay. Now, just understand that you don't have the information. You're working with incomplete information.
Neither do you.
Therefore, you cannot have a full picture of the situation. You don't know how many kids have been helped versus how many kids went back to church.
I would know if they would stop lying to me, Joe.
Okay, well, let's get the truth, and then let's have a full conversation. Tristan Jackson, we can both agree he's trash. All right, cool. Throw him in jail. But let's see how many other kids. What if there is some great story about a young kid who was rehabilitated?
If there were, they would have told us about it, Joe. These are the same people that will have a ribbon cutting for IHOP. If there was a kid that was stellar in this program, we would know about it. We would know about it. They would have a ribbon cutting for the kid.
I know. Okay. I don't like sharing things with you sometimes, Kim. I'm sorry to say this to you, because if I did, you would just use it to make entertainment. You would just trample.
I would not do that. I try to be very nice.
You have. I'm sorry to say, but you have.
Right.
I mentor young men. I know some excellent young men of that age.
What if those young men came to you and said that they like President Trump?
I would ask them why. I would question them. I wouldn't just beat them down because that's not me. That's not a good way to mentor somebody.
I appreciate the conversation as always. I hope you have a great afternoon. So, you know, as a mentor, if somebody came to you and said that they supported the opposite political party, and then you start questioning them and interrogating them, I mean, how would you make them feel about that situation? That's not what you should be doing as a mentor. We'll discuss this more when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. I love to have these lively conversations because I think they're necessary, right? It's like, you know, we're getting a good, and again, Joe, thank you for calling in. We're getting a good perspective on how other people think about this situation. But I will just reiterate, you know, as a mentor, if a young person comes to you and says that they support President Trump, please don't interrogate them over it. Please don't hound them over it. Okay. But I don't think it's just Joe. I think that there are many mentors and many groups out there that would hound a young person of color for saying that they believe that they better align with the Republican Party. Because at the end of the day, they want these kids to continue to vote blue. And when you have that one-party mob rule, whether it's, you know, in a red state, they're only voting Republican, or a blue state, they're only voting Democrat, unfortunately, that leads to corruption. And they think that they're untouchable because they have now convinced a large portion of that voting population that voting for the other party is somehow just awful and wrong. And I'm telling you right now, if the people in the Baltimore region could just vote differently and actually hold these elected officials accountable, their lives would be better. But that remains to be seen. I got a text here from Paul. It says, "Hi, Kim. I'm from Michigan. I speak proper English. God bless your parents for producing you. I wish that all black folks were similar. Unprepared youth are going to face a harsh future. Terms like restorative justice must be eliminated. Pronouns, too. Keep your assigned gender and name. Incidentally." Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Paul. Sooner than later. Great show. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate all your kind words there. You know what? You know, when we get back, like I said, we're going to go over the six-year-old that decided to leave their after-school program, which is very scary for the parents, for sure. And we'll talk about that and all these other topics that I have not gotten to. But I'm glad that we had this conversation today. And I hope, you know, just kind of put a pin in this, that one day we will raise the expectations in the black community and want to see all of us thrive and do better. And I can tell you that we're not very close to getting to that point, but hopefully one day, right? Remember Martin Luther King Jr.? Remember he had a dream? Yeah, I have a dream too. I have a dream too. All right, so we'll talk about the six-year-old that left his after-school program. And we will talk about the prescription drug costs and the executive order that was signed just yesterday by President Trump. And hopefully we get to some of these other stories. I don't know. We'll have enough time.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump has signed a host of economic and bilateral cooperation agreements in Saudi Arabia. It comes at the start of a four-day Middle East trip. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman warmly greeted the president after his arrival today in Riyadh. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he will be waiting for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Turkish capital this week to conduct face-to-face talks about the more than three-year war between their countries. Putin has yet to say whether he will be at those talks. A small nodule has been found in former President Joe Biden's prostate during a routine physical exam. A short statement says the finding necessitated further evaluation. Biden's age and concerns about his health were cited by Democratic leaders who pressed him to abandon his reelection bid last year. This is SRN News.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes, too. We are located at 10015 Pulaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of BirdDogDesignsCO.com. We know that remodeling your home is a big decision, and who you trust to do it matters. That's why we treat every project like it's our own, combining thoughtful design, skilled craftsmanship, and clear communication every step of the way. Our clients don't just hire us, they get to know us, love our process, and trust that we'll deliver. Let's build something incredible together. Call or text 410-881-9010 or visit BirdDogDesignsCO.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As the Birds embark on a three-game set against the Twins tonight, there's been some speculation about the status of manager Brandon Hyde should the Orioles' struggles continue. General Manager Mike Elias was asked about Hyde's strengths as a manager.
Boy, he
just having a little bit of fun there. First pitch tonight at 6:35. And finally, in honor of Preakness Week 150, we take a look back at some of the most memorable moments / greatest calls in Preakness history. Today, coming in at number 4, take you back to 2009. Mind That Bird had won the Derby and was the favorite at the Preakness. But there was another horse in the race that stole the show.
Around the far turn here at Pimlico, Rachel Alexandra, the leader by two as the field turns for home. Big Drama running in second now. Mind That Bird looks for a way through and he had to go way outside for it. Musket Man toward the inside. Rachel Alexandra's in front with one furlong to go. Musket Man moves to second. Mind That Bird is third on the outside. The filly trying to hold on. She's clear by three. Mind That Bird runs at her late. Here's the wire. And the filly did it. Rachel Alexandra has defeated the Kentucky Derby winner. Mind That Bird by 3/4 of a length.
Larry Comis with the call on NBC. What a close by Mind That Bird. But Rachel Alexandra prevails, becoming the first filly since Nellie Morse in 1924 to win the Preakness 85 years earlier. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps are in deep doo-doo in the NHL playoffs. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
It is a soggy stretch of weather. Low pressure, slow moving, bringing us widespread rain, heavy rain at times. Temperatures cooler as a result. 70 the high today. Rain continues tonight. We've got some showers tomorrow morning and then a break in the rain in the afternoon. 75 tomorrow. Only a slight chance of a shower Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/tuneup.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Need new blinds?
At Blinds.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blinds, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big. Blinds.com.
Give your liver the support it needs with Active Liver. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon.com, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New you. New Nordic.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, all right. I think we've had a lively discussion thus far. Sorry, it's been basically just one topic. Let's get out of that quickly. My goodness. But you know what? Sometimes we have to have this conversation. I love having it. Real quick, the DNC, I don't know if you guys heard, attempted to remove David Hogg as the vice chair. Looks like they're going to vote him out. Remember, we were talking about him a couple of days ago. He said that Chuck Schumer and some of the other Democrats that are ahead of the party are too old. And now they want to remove him as vice chair. I guess he learned a valuable lesson. Also, Jimmy Kimmel, he sat down for an interview and said, reasonable people should have Trump derangement syndrome. And that's kind of how he feels about that. But you know what? Jimmy's not the only person. There's a lot of people that still feel the same way, even though Trump has been doing a fantastic job. And many people cannot even say that he has not been. His first 100 days, I think, were pretty solid. All right, the six-year-old that left school. Let's get right into that. Let's take a listen.
An incredibly busy road, Kyrie, especially for a six-year-old to be crossing all by himself. But it's what his family tells us happened. Crossing Reisterstown Road, the six-year-old boy, after coming from his elementary school, wandering off, which is just up the road, more than a half a mile on the right-hand side, all to get to Reisterstown Plaza to the Five Below store. That is what he spotted, doing all this by himself.
A six-year-old boy now back with his family after his mom says she received a call no parent wants to take from his elementary school principal.
He was like, well, Liam didn't want to stay at after school, and Liam, you know, he went missing.
Linda Curry says she was at work when she learned her six-year-old son, Liam, was able to walk out and off of school grounds at Falstaff Elementary Middle School all by himself during dismissal time earlier this week.
Because I was totally flabbergasted, like, what do you mean at Five Below, Reisterstown Plaza, from Falstaff Elementary?
She says the principal of the school told her her son navigated himself to Five Below in Reisterstown Plaza. Crossing busy roads like Reisterstown Road.
Crossing the street to get to Five Below, crossing Reisterstown Plaza where a lot of adults have perished. Not to say it happened, because it didn't, but it could have.
Belinda says the school was able to track Liam down and get him back to the school safely before she was called. Her brother and son were the ones to pick him up.
The ride there was emotional. I don't understand how a six-year-old gets to just walk out.
11 News reached out to City Schools about the incident. A spokesperson for the schools says the safety and well-being of every student in our care is our highest priority. While the child was found safe, we understand the seriousness of this incident. City Schools is actively reviewing what happened so we can take meaningful steps to ensure it does not happen again.
Well, all that you're showing is the negligence of all the adults in the school and how you failed my son. That could have been anybody's child.
Linda there does tell us that she has not sent Liam back to that school. She is looking to transfer him to a different one. I'm Tori Yorgi, TV 11 News.
All right, so that is quite a story there, and thank goodness that six-year-old was not hurt. Liam was on the move, wasn't he? I mean, he crossed a lot of roads. I did wonder how the school was able to find him at Five Below. I wonder if they had cameras that showed him crossing that street, I guess, from the school. I don't know. Did he talk about Five Below in class? Maybe. But again, this was at an after-school program. It wasn't during the school day. You know, I understand the mom and, you know, the family being very upset about this. I don't know if I put this solely on the school. I mean, these are definitely conversations you have to have with your child. But I guess, yeah, you know, the kid, you know, he's definitely supposed to be there at the after school program. They're supposed to be responsible for him. We talk about the blueprint or the Kerwin Commission. These are things that still are not being addressed. If you noticed in that blueprint, they weren't talking about better security for the school. They're talking about raises for the teachers, right? And so perhaps some of these schools might need better security. I thought it was interesting. I say I wouldn't put it all in school. I thought it was interesting that Liam's mom took him right out of the school. Because, again, it didn't happen during the school day. Maybe I would not have him in the after-school program. But even so, it's, what is it, May 13th? What does he have, about a month left? Not even? I don't know. I think I would have had him finish the rest of first grade. I don't know. Maybe, that's just me. That's just me. I'm not going to obviously judge it. But this is obviously a very horrible accident and does need oversight. But it kind of just goes back to showing that I still believe that, you know, for these schools, a lot of them, the kids are kind of like an afterthought. And, you know, kids, I could see how, you know, he could have possibly snuck out, but the door should have been locked if they were inside. They never mentioned whether or not the after school program plays outside. We did not hear whether or not he walked out of a school door. But if you want to check out the story, I think Channel 11 is where they had the story. Yeah, that was Tori Yorgi that was telling the story. But very, very scary indeed. Don't forget to talk to your kids about not leaving school campus. You know, as soon as I saw that he went to Five Below, I thought, okay, that could have been Olivia. That could have totally been Olivia, right? If they didn't want to stay in school, and perhaps it sounded like Liam, he said to his mother that he was trying to just get home. He thought he could make it home himself. And then he saw the Five Below and got distracted and went to Five Below. You know, it's like, you know, you got to definitely have these talks with your kids. Also, yesterday we were talking about the prescription drug EO coming from President Trump. He did explain a bit further on how this might work. Take a listen.
I think you're going to see a tremendous cut. I don't think. I mean, I know you're going to see it in Medicaid and Medicare. That cut will be massive because drugs are 50-60% of the cost. So Medicaid costs are going down and Medicare costs are going down because of what we're doing today. And there's no, it's not like, oh, gee, well, maybe it won't happen. It's going to happen because the other countries have no choice. Now, the drug companies are going to have to say, listen, if you don't pay more, we're not going to give you the drug. And they're willing to do that. So that's it. They have to, we have to equalize.
Mr. President, what price controls?
Say it.
How do you respond to the fact that this...
It's not price control. No, no. What was price control is before. If you want to talk about it. Price control is what they were doing. They were making us pay. They set a price. And they said, here's what we're going to pay. And anything else, charge America. Because at that time, they had a very stupid president. And it really went crazy during the last 4 years. And remember this, the Democrats are the ones that allowed this to happen. They were the ones that were the protector of this pricing system. And I think it's going to be very hard. You'll have to ask Democrats, are they going to vote against the one great, big, beautiful deal that's being negotiated now, tax cuts, etc. When now on top of the tax cuts and regulation cuts, all the things, now you're going to say that the price of your medicine is going down by 60, 70, 80%. You're going to vote against it? I think a lot of Democrats are going to be forced to do something that their leaders are going to beg them not to do, and that's vote for the bill. I don't see how they can vote against it. How can they vote against it when drug prices, drugs and pharmaceuticals are going to be down 70, 80%?
All right. I think we're still going to see people vote against it. But that was President Trump talking about this executive order in the Oval Office. You do have Republicans that are also coming forward. We touched on this briefly yesterday, reading out of the Politico about Speaker Johnson and how there are some Republicans that do not plan to vote for the big, beautiful bill. So we will have to continue to watch that because I have a feeling it's going to get messy. I really do. And I think it's going to get messy on the right. Not just between the right and the left. Also, RFK Jr., he was at this press conference as well. And he talked about progressives and what they've done recently against Big Pharma. Take a listen.
But he can't be bought, unlike most of the politicians in this country. And he is standing here for the American people. I don't know what, you know, there's writers like Lord Elizabeth Warren or Robert Reich who are saying that President Trump is on this side of the oligarchs. There has never been a president more willing to stand up to the oligarchs than President Donald Trump. And I'm very, very proud of you, Mr. President, for your courage, because I don't want to be crude, your intestinal fortitude, your stiff spine, and your willingness to stand up for the American people. We have 4.2% of the world's population. We our country represents 75% of the revenues for pharmaceutical companies.
And again, that was RFK Jr. calling out progressives on Big Pharma. It'll be interesting to see what Democrats have to say. I've been scouring through X to try to see if they've put out any talking points on this. They have not as of yet. So the DNC, I'm sure, has not decided on how they're going to handle this. Because this is something that they most likely thought that they would do on their end. But they have not accomplished it. And as President Trump noted, under Joe Biden, things did get worse. So we'll wait and see what their talking point will be. A shout out to Jack Cittarelli. He was endorsed by President Trump in New Jersey. He's running for governor there. And we will actually speak to Christina Giordano Hadlin on Friday. She's the Mammoth County, New Jersey clerk. And she's going to talk to us. We talked before in the past from elected officials in New Jersey. And I'm so intrigued and inspired by New Jersey. Because, you know, this was once a very blue state, similar to Maryland, but it is now purple, and they are flipping a few seats. We've talked about Billy Prempe. He lost only by 1 point this last election cycle in the Paterson, New Jersey Paterson area. That's huge. Huge. So you're going to see, I think, New Jersey flip completely. So again, congratulations to Jack Cittarelli being endorsed by Trump. You know what? I wonder if I could have him on the show. I wonder if I can make that call. I will try. Again, just a little update when it comes to Boulder County Executive Kathy Klausmeier, still nothing. Councilman Antonio Glover out of Baltimore City. I wanted to talk about DPW, nothing controversial. Still has not responded. All right. Democrats in Maryland do not respond if a Republican calls. And that's another thing about the party that I don't particularly love. And that's why a lot of times when you see candidates running for office, a lot of us don't end up getting the debates so that we can debate the issues because Democrats feel as though, hey, we're going to get elected anyway. So why would we want a Republican to show the voters that what we are doing is not in their best interest? And so, Kathy Klausmeier, if there's somebody in your office that's listening, would love to have just a polite conversation with you and what's going on in Baltimore County, because I can remember clearly when you said you were going to be on top of illegal immigration and juvenile crime as the interim Baltimore County executive, and you have yet to do so. Would love to ask some questions. Also, yesterday, you had a police-involved shooting on York Road. Take a listen.
Police shot and killed a man after an exchange of gunfire.
Baltimore police tell 11 News it happened on York Road earlier this afternoon. And that's where 11 News reporter Kyrie Stewart joins us live with the very latest. Kyrie, what do you know about what happened?
Well, both the mayor and commissioner just wrapped up a press conference here. Like you said, a man is dead after a police shooting here on York Road. We're about a block away. They have this block, and it looks like the next block blocked off right now to traffic. You can see their command post down there. Several officers out here. I want you all to take a look at this footage we got from Sky Team 11, Baltimore's only news helicopter. Here is what police told us in that press conference. They said around 1:30, police were patrolling the area and they approached a person who got out of a vehicle and then took off running. They said that guy pulled out a handgun. Officers ordered that guy to drop the gun, and that's when he fired at the officer in the vehicle. And they said that there was an exchange of gunfire. The officers ended up striking that guy, and he ended up dying a short time later. Now, we're told that the suspect is a 26-year-old man. Police haven't said exactly what exactly caused the man to run. Of course, all of that is under investigation. They said that four officers were involved in this. They said that there was one officer inside of the vehicle, and there were three others on foot when all of this happened. But again, we have a man dead here. This is a police shooting here on York Road, a 26-year-old man. We're still working to figure out more on exactly the details of what led to the shooting, the exact details on why this man ran. But of course, all of this is part of the investigation. One other thing I do want to note, they said that no officers were shot in this. It was just that one man, that 26-year-old, who ended up running and fired at officers. Officers fired at him, and he ended up dying. Kyrie Stewart, TV 11 News.
All right. And wow. You know, It's sad. I believe there was another police-involved shooting yesterday. I will get the details on that. It was not as reported as this one that was on York Road. Happy to hear that there were no police officers injured during that shooting. But again, please thank your first responders. You know, they're doing the job that many of us do not have the courage to do. I also just wanted to note here, there were some awards that went out for journalism. Congratulations to Maryland Matters. I know I look at a lot of your stories often on your website, and we talk about them here on WCBM. But then also there were awards that went out to the Baltimore Brew. And I will say, you know what? The amount of information we learned about former county executive, now Congressman Johnny Ostrowski, most of that came out of the Baltimore Brew and their investigative reporting. So congratulations to Maryland Matters and the Baltimore Brew for receiving journalism awards up and down. I think that you guys deserve them. Well-deserved. Also, real quick, I posted this video yesterday, and I had some comments, and it was just one woman on Mother's Day who decided to breastfeed her toddler in a restaurant while, you know, it was Mother's Day brunch, and there were all these people sitting there. And I say toddler because this kid had to have been about 3 years old, okay? So she whipped it out. She was breastfeeding him right there. And so I posted the video because, you know, there was obviously somebody there at the table with her that was also like, dude, you know, why are you doing this right here? But I posted the video, and I was like, is this appropriate or inappropriate in your eyes? And believe it or not, it was kind of like a 50-50 split. There are still many people out there that believe breastfeeding a child with nothing covering you in a restaurant while people are trying to eat. Some people think that that's all right. How about you, Brian, the producer? Is it appropriate? I was surprised that I saw so many people say that they found it to be appropriate. I don't know. If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or even X, you can check out the video. Kimberly Klasick is the name. We get back. We get to the sound that I wanted to play yesterday in regards to the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who was confronted at her own town hall. Stay right there.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements, going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com, that's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the ACLU drops a case against the DHS for removing a criminal illegal alien because they were going to lose.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I got a texter said real quick that Liam, the 6-year-old that left the after school program, texter said he'll be just fine. That's a little man and he's independent. He probably will be just fine. The fact that he crossed all of those major roads, I mean, wow, that is an independent child. Then he knew Five Below, went in there just browsing the shelves. You know, and look, Liam didn't steal anything. Liam was just looking around, checking out the toys. All right, real quick, the New York AG, Letitia James, she was confronted at a town hall. Take a listen.
My question is for Tush James. Will you apologize to President Trump for wasting millions of dollars and the state of New York for a witch trial? And how does it feel to know that you will be in prison for mortgage fraud?
Thank you for coming. We want to thank him for coming. We respect all opinions. Everybody knows those allegations are baseless. They're discredited. And so we want to thank him.
That's AG Letitia James at her own town hall. And she says everybody knows those allegations are baseless. We don't know. That's why we're waiting to see. I think only you know. Well, I think only you know whether or not those are baseless. Also, tomorrow, we're going to get into the question of the day tomorrow. We're going to leave it up as the same question because I was a fool and did not get to it today. And that question is at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think President Trump should accept the luxury airliner jet from Qatar? Do you think that he should? All right. That question will remain. I can see right now, 52% of you say yes, 48% of you say no, and I did not think it was going to be split like this, and so we are going to continue to keep that question even through tomorrow, and then we will discuss that luxury airliner and what all comes with it and what some of the terms and stipulations will be with that jet. You know, it's interesting because there are a lot of Republicans, even Laura Loomer, a lot of people are against it. And then you have some that believe, oh, you know what? It is what it is. It's a free gift. Why don't you take it? But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and just keep my mouth shut on where I stand on it. And then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Also, tomorrow we'll talk about the South African refugees that are supposedly better at assimilating here in America. And that's what President Trump and I'm sure Elon Musk are saying. But of course, there's a lot of people very upset that certain refugees are getting preferential treatment. So we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. And to all of you listening, I will talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it does